Dreamscape presents Socialism Sucks. Two economists drink their way through the unfree world by Robert Lawson and Benjamin Powell. Narrated by John Pruden. Foreword. In 2013, Venezuela was the poster child for socialism. It was the standard against which celebrities and politicos alike measured the United States economy, which they found wanting. At Salon, David Sirota let us know that, yes, this was socialism, and yes, it should incite envy in Americans. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, said Sirota, with his full-throated advocacy of socialism, had racked up an economic record that American presidents could only dream of achieving. Fashionable opinion couldn't say enough about Venezuela and its president. Sean Penn, Danny Glover, Oliver Stone, and Michael Moore were the tip of the iceberg. And then, by 2017, Venezuela, the very country these commentators had been lecturing everyone about, and which Sirota had praised for its full-throated advocacy of socialism, suddenly became not real socialism, even though nothing about it had changed. Well, I guess at least one thing changed. By 2016, nearly 3 out of 4 Venezuelans lacked a diet that researchers considered optimal. That's a generous way of putting it. And nearly 16% had resorted to eating garbage. Oh, we don't want Venezuela, say our democratic socialists today. Why, we want Sweden. This kind of claim might be more believable had so many of the people making it not cheered Venezuela right up to the moment that the starvation and chaos were everywhere. There's plenty to say regarding Sweden. One, its socialist policies were made possible by wealth created under an essentially capitalist economy. As recently as the 1950s, remember, government spent less as a percentage of GDP in Sweden than in the U.S. Two, Swedes earn about 50% more in the U.S., in our supposedly wicked economy. And three, since Sweden's explosion of social welfare spending, there have been 0 jobs created on net in the private sector. No thanks. In recent years, sympathy for socialism in the U.S. has grown rapidly. No doubt one reason was the financial crisis of 2008. Critics felt certain that this episode revealed a profound sickness at the heart of American capitalism. Yet this crisis would certainly not have happened without the twin evils of government policy and Federal Reserve intervention.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?